This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. As we today begin a study of Romans 13, I would like to introduce you to the inductive Bible study approach. In this study, we will first observe what is being said in the text. We will note the actual facts or statements. Then we will work at trying to understand what it means. That is, we will work at interpreting what we have observed. Once we do that, we will spend some time developing applications to our lives based on what we have learned. In other words, we will answer the question, what does what I've learned mean to me personally? What kind of changes do I need to make in the way I live to have this truth implemented in my life? Until this final step has taken place, the study is not completed. I believe this is what Paul meant when he wrote in 2 Corinthians 3:18, "And we who with unveiled faces all reflect, or as the margin puts it, contemplate, the Lord's glory, are being transformed into His likeness with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit." The way change takes place in our lives is by exposing ourselves to God's revealed truth, especially truth about Jesus Christ, contemplating what it means and applying it to our lives. When we do this, the Holy Spirit begins to change us from the inside until we reflect outwardly a likeness to Jesus Christ in our attitude and behavior. And when that happens, Jesus Christ is glorified through us, and those around us are touched with the truth that can change them. Start the study by reading Romans 13 in preparation for our next visit.